This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, as we acknowledge the passing of Dick Gregory yesterday, we just now learned breaking news, the loss of another legendary comedian of the American and the French marketplace, for that matter. They loved him in France. Jerry Lewis, at the age of 91, passes away. And again, it's Chris, you were saying off the air, we're talking about goes in threes. Sometimes you see these celebrities that people know from around the world. But Jerry Lewis was a fascinating case in point of an insider doing, really driven by his love of children and the muscular dystrophy issue. And he did his annual telethon until some years ago. He was no longer the host. What happened? They unceremoniously dismissed him. And apparently, and Chris, you probably know about this as well, he was given information about ways to genuinely prevent and reverse this thing that required no drugs, very little, if no more research, in fact. And then he wanted to put that out there, and they said, you can't do it because you'll put us out of business. So there's an interesting health controversy surrounding Jerry Lewis at 91 passing of the health, what we call it, the platform he had promoted much of his life.
Yeah, that's why whenever I go to, you know, you're out and got change and at some market somewhere, they say, would you like to donate your change to the Muscular Dystrophy Association? And my routine response is, no, if they want to know how to get rid of that, they can just call me and we'll take care of it. There's, they usually have a befuddled look, but it's true. It's, the answer's out there, and throwing more money at researchers isn't how you're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, one of the ways that would help, and it might not be instantaneous because there are so many gross deficiencies like we talk about, really every day. Of course, it even ramps up higher when we get you on board here, Chris. By the way, this hour of the show, Chris Barr is still with us, Not a Doc, and he's got a group that you can join, Not a Doc and Not a Nurse on Facebook. Super Don will let you know. We'll have that linked up in the show notes as well. And there's interesting news out of California where the first school system in the nation, it's in Sausalito, just in the Bay Area, north of San Francisco, just by a hair. They've gone all organic and GMO-free, non-GMO. And Super Don, what was it you were saying? You wanted to give them some props here, but Chris Barr is going to give a little bit of a baseline pragmatism to it.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can talk about in regards to California where they're really dropping the ball, and they're leading the way taking things in a direction we would not agree with. But
vaccine
in this
tyranny.
Particular case, yes, yeah. In this particular case, you've got one small area, one school district in Sausalito, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area, where, they get it, and they've actually done something that is actually, I believe, the first in the nation. As far as, because you remember when we were kids and you had school lunch, right?
Yes.
It was just like, what is that? I'm not sure what that is, or the everybody talks about the school lunch pizza, right? It was like you could throw it against the wall and it would stick. I mean, it was just, the grossest stuff that you could get.
But, pizza.
I hear they're doing something really cool.
Well, and it is good. I mean, we can talk about cleaning up the diets of kids and watch behavior and test scores and grades improve, all of those things. But as much as this is a great thing, Chris, we got to temper our enthusiasm with the rest of the state. You used to be in California like Super Don was.
Yeah, and it's not just California. It's throughout the country. It's good props to Sausalito there. You know, I've been all over this since the early 80s. Dr. Alexander Shouse wrote a book called Diet, Crime, and Delinquency back in about 82, 83, and I've had that book since it was new, in which he documented the difference working with problem children. He was in the Boys Town type of places where they took sugar off the table, where they made changes and noticed a dramatic decrease in discipline incidences. Well, in this Sausalito story, if you dig into the details, they did a test run starting in 2011 at just the junior high school.
Oh, we lost Chris. He'll come back and give us that perspective as well. But I wanted to cross-reference the good that's happening in Marin. And by the way, that's the place where the Daily Show host, John Stewart, when he was there, criticized the Marin County housewives, likely rich Jewish ladies, as he's intimated, for not vaccinating their children and supposedly coasting off of everybody else's immunity, which was a highly ignorant, wholly ignorant statement. Unholy, I shall say, but you get the picture. And then I went after him because I thought that was, uncalled for, because these moms have made a decision based on their homework and research. That's why highly educated, more intelligent folks are saying, you know what? The vaccine thing doesn't make sense. I'm going to stop it for my kid. Or it's in response to one of their younger kids, the first kids they have, that's now the older kid, having been injured by the vaccines. And so we see that group that you can then say, well, because they're a wealthy district and all of that, they're having unfair advantages. But would we then want to say, well, that's an argument for poisoning them too, just because everyone else is poisoned? That makes no sense. Why not try to, as we talk about, rehabilitate the soils everywhere, begin to grow gardens everywhere, every school system in America, and see the changes as the kids get connected to the source of their food. It's not a grocer's freezer. And teach them about how to integrate practices that organic farmers have known about for time immemorial to reduce or eliminate the use of pesticides altogether. And if you utilize them, there are things that can be used that are completely non-toxic to humans as well. So let me know when we get Chris back on the line. In the meantime, continuing on with the California story here, there's actually a good bit of news. Business Insider, although they're probably not presenting it that way, they're talking about California tightening the strictest rules in the nation on pesticides. And one particular are the chlorpyrifos. How do you say it? Chlorpyrifos. I can't
something
say the
like
thing.
That. Yeah.
And these are the ones that are endocrine disruptors. I mean, they're messing with a lot of things all the way up, right, to the human level. And when we alter the endocrine system of insects and the things that eat the insects and on the animals and the humans and all of that, you've got an absolute mess. You got women who are men who are women. They don't know what's going on. And that plays out physiologically as well as affecting our mental and emotional outlook on life. And so here's where California gets it more right than most of the states of the nation. Yet again, it's not an excuse. It's not but then we're going to give them, let's say, a pass on the vaccine policy. The fact that the Democrats in California have basically sold out the children of California to the pharmaceutical industrial complex through Senator Richard Dickey Pant, a pediatrician who's never met a vaccine he didn't want to inject multiple times into children. So there's a lot, again, we'll acknowledge this, like, yeah, of course, if you're sending your kids to school, why wouldn't you want them to eat organic non-GMO foods? But the fact that most school systems can't afford it is not an argument to say that they shouldn't do it in Sausalito. It should be an argument that says we should find a way to alter budget, or let's say reduce our ability to need a budget, because we begin to grow our own food on school grounds where property is not being used for anything, but it's just sitting there. Let's rehab the dirt and have them grow some stuff. So that would be pretty straightforward and awesome, I think.
And we do cover stories from time to time where you see these schools that are doing that, where they're cleaning things up and they're getting kids involved and not only eating good food, but learning how to grow it as well, which is always awesome.
Yeah, terrific stuff. So we'll come back when we get Chris back on there. Let's see. Sheila, cannabis story. We got cannabis stories here. I do want to cover them. Let's see if I can jump right into one of them. Super Don, help me out on the cannabis story. Which one should I cover? I know we delayed one from last hour, and like I said, there's so much good cannabis news that it's like I don't know where to start.
Well, yeah, I mean the one that we you know, because we were talking about Dick Gregory, and we could spend the rest of the show mm-hmm. talking about him. But
yeah.
Oh look, the dogs are excited. Awesome.
You need to give that dog some CBD.
Oh, my gosh, remember? Yeah. Well, I have yeah. actually, and it worked good, but. One
it's
of the
okay.
things that is being brought up again here, and it's always good news, is that there's more evidence of CBD being used in addressing the opioid.
Yes. Yeah, and interesting, this is out of the University of Mississippi. The researchers found the evidence that CBD is a powerful tool in addressing opioid addiction, abuse and addiction. And it's not news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but what is news for folks that are new to the show is that you can get CBD right now pretty much in every state. I know some people say, oh, you can't get it here. Well, you can. You can just order it directly from CB Sciences plus CBDOil.com. And when you do, you'll get 15% off with a code that Robert Scott Bell Show listeners have access to, RSB15, RSB15. And folks I would encourage you to go to local mom and pop health food stores as well. Support them bringing in the CBD because it's going to make it a hell of a lot harder for the federal government to have any success at all in trying to remove it from the market as a CBD based synthetic drug is going to be brought out. I don't know when, but inevitably what happens is that the Fear and Death Administration then cracks down on the marketplace and says, all of y'all that are doing this natural form of CBD are violating the law. Now, are you? No, you're not. But in reality, you're violating the medical monopoly, the pharmaceutical monopoly to take over a category. Once they synthesize something from a plant, suddenly that plant is no longer available to you or me, according to federal law. But there is federalism, which actually states the states and the people have more power than the federal government when they make unconstitutional laws. In other words, there are no law at all. The violation by the 10th Amendment, right? The states and the people have more power than the federal government. Remember, this relates to laws made in pursuance with the Constitution. Then you have federal supremacy. But when you violate the Constitution at that level or any level, it is of no force and the states can go, right? That's you kind of, those of you on video saw what I just did there. You can tell the feds to pound sand on that issue. All right, CBD plus CBDOil.com. We've got more CBD stories coming up as well. Hopefully we'll get Chris Barr back in the mix as well because he had a good study to share with us all related to delinquency and diet. How cleaning up the diet of kids who are considered problem or even criminal corrects their behavior. Not through discipline, unless you call eating healthy food a discipline. If that's the case, then yeah, through discipline. Cleaner food, organic food, non-GMO food. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and yummy stuff. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this break right here on GCN.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Chris Barr back on the line. We're going to revisit the diet and delinquency issue at the bottom of the hour, but since we're kind of rolling through the cannabis issue, we'll theme it up for him and talk more CBD for the moment. I don't think Cheech and Chong were actually doing CBD only, but at the same point in time, however you want to use the plant, I'd like you to use the plant for your purposes of benefit. I mentioned while Chris had to drop off of the storm, CBD being utilized and acknowledged as something to help people get off of opioid and opiate addiction. But there's so much more than that. Probably it's reducing liquor consumption as well, which the liquor distributors in Nevada know all too well because they're the ones distributing the cannabis in that state. And they're planning, I don't know if it's planned obsolescence, Superdome, but you kind of predicted what was about to happen.
Yeah, I don't remember why it was we got on the topic last, I don't know, it was a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. But in Las Vegas, it's an interesting situation because the liquor wholesalers have a monopoly.
Oh, we lost Chris again. Did you hear that? Boy, oh boy, the storms are coming. I'm glad we're doing some more CBD. We'll get them at the bottom. So,
anyway, the liquor wholesalers in Nevada, they've got a monopoly on the distribution of the cannabis. And you've got six liquor wholesalers and 50 retail outlets. And they're looking at having a shortage here. And so you've got this lady in the director of the tax department. Mm-hmm. Who has said, you know what, there's a problem, there's a shortage, we should open this up to more, opportunity for people to become distributors so we can deal with the shortage. And the liquor wholesalers have cried foul on this. They're like, no, we can't have that happen. And so it's going through all these court things and the Teamsters Union, yada, yada, whatever, because they want to keep a hold on it. But they're not doing the job. And what I said a couple of weeks ago, and I think we have to kind of, you know, use some common sense here. I haven't heard anything about any liquor shortages in Nevada. Have you? No.
No, I've never heard about liquor shortages.
No, no, there's no liquor shortages, but they're having cannabis shortages. And, you know, look, we've covered stories where it's proven that the liquor industry is taking a big hit now anywhere where you see cannabis being legalized because people are now using cannabis instead of drinking liquor. So, you know, I mean, it just makes sense that if the liquor guys are in control of the cannabis, what do you think they're going to do in order to try and recoup some of those losses? They're going to make cannabis unavailable.
They're going to hold out as long as they can until cannabis becomes more profitable to them than alcohol. And, of course, then it would change like that on a dime. So, folks in Nevada, you might have to leave and go to Colorado to get your cannabis. We'll see. Now, as far as the FDA and the schizophrenic nature of them, there's not much nature going on up there. According to the Natural Blaze, they just changed their minds, and now they're declaring CBD as beneficial. And they're asking for your input. This is fascinating because, you know, for a while we've been hearing FDA says CBD is illegal, it's dangerous, right, because it's a Schedule One, as far as part of the plant, if it's the whole plant, including THC, it does. But they've argued, at least the DEA has tried to say CBD is also part of the Schedule One, which is absolute nonsense. But now they're acknowledging that it has benefit. Because the World Health Organization, under the direction of the United Nations, is on the precipice of declaring the CBD highly beneficial. Now, again, it's interesting to note that the reason the federal government continues to insist that cannabis has no benefit and it's only dangerous is because of international treaty. The treaty on narcotics trafficking threw that plant in there, cannabis plant. And so via treaty, they all have to maintain this CBD, THC doesn't matter if it's from this plant. We have to say it's worthless and dangerous in order to be in compliance with the treaty. I don't know what fines are in place, considering that the United States is the vast majority contributor to the United Nations budget. I think just withhold the budget altogether if they keep playing this game. But the fact is, a treaty to ban a plant, I don't believe that's in pursuance with the Constitution. So as we've seen, the 10th Amendment plays the role and overpowers the feds, as 29 states and the District of Columbia have said to the federal government, you don't have the authority. And our states and our people in those states want access to this plant. So too little, too late. It doesn't matter that the feds now go, hey, CBD might be good. They're not being cooperated with by the states or the people as well. They shouldn't. And around the world, it will become self-evident if it isn't already. We'll see what we can do to get Chris Barr back on the line with the storms that are chasing around out there in the Midwest. We've got more updates related to diet, nutrition within it or absent from it, and delinquency in children because a California school system, Sausalito, went organic and non-GMO. And this has happened before. We'll talk about it and more after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, upcoming events this week. In fact, the Florida Chiropractic Association is hosting their big event in Orlando. And then I'm going to head up to Detroit for the Cancer Prevention Convention with Doc Newsom, Ty and family, and Dr. Tara Wolf. And it's going to be awesome up there. A great reunion. And, of course, Marlon Glennon family. Looking forward to seeing y'all up there. And then Jeffrey Jackson will be there as well. And then we have a number of other events. They'll be listed in the show notes. They're linked up. So if you're not sure where we're going to be, We sure missed the Health Freedom Expos, again, reminiscing about our experience with so many that we made great friends with, become like family to us, including our wonderful interactions with Dick Gregory twice, one in Chicago, one in Long Beach, and some of which we have the audio files available to you. You can listen through SoundCloud, originally on Natural News Radio. In fact, the archives are still there of our interview with Dick Gregory. And his passing, now we learn of Jerry Lewis. So I guess it's time for the comedians to make people laugh on the other planes. But we're left with a lot of great memories and a lot of great things that we can bring up. In fact, we've got some audio clips we'll get to in a moment. Just Andy, you let me know if we get Chris up, because this stormy phone system is just not cooperating today. But I'm glad we've gotten some of the things we were able to communicate today out to the world at large. Now, four popular companies who own the medical treatments for the diseases their products cause. Does that seem a little strange?
You got not really.
No,
not strange? Really.
Like, it's just business.
If you've listened to this show or been a part of the show or watched this kind of, you know, look, it's a it's kind of like, I don't know if this is an accurate analogy, but it would be like somebody, and we've seen this in the past, where, you know, if there's an arms race, you'll find that these companies, you know, in these backroom deals and stuff you know, they're contributing to both sides of the conflict, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes total sense that, you know, when you are a corporation, mm-hmm. and your main drive is to make money,
yeah,
at whatever cost or, you know, at whatever circumstances, it just makes sense that if you create a problem, and then you also can create the solution to the problem. Right. How many times have we looked at the Monsanto analogy, mm-hmm. right? What have these guys done? It's like, hey, we're going to solve world hunger and blah, blah, blah. You just have to use our seeds. But you also have to use our pesticide because one doesn't work without the other, right?
Right, exactly. In this article, it goes through a bunch of examples like Nestle. It has all the baby formulas and the nasty stuff that happens to destroy the gastrointestinal integrity of the baby, and then they come in with a drug that treats it, right? That's just one example. I think we got Chris Barr back on the line, so we can also transition into our discussion of diet and delinquency, Chris. No more lightning strikes for the day. I want to hear from you.
Well, yes, on the dietary, you know, Alexander Shouse established this back in the early 80s. It's been redone since then. Jamie Oliver came to America back in 2005 with the same message, and they dumped it off. The study or the group that's now the only organic school in America, they actually started that in 2011 at one school and noticed after 2 years they had a noticeable drop in disciplinary actions and an increase in attendance. And I've talked to local school districts that are actually some good school districts, and they were addressing smoking and fines. And I spoke with the superintendent, and I said, well, you all need to drop all that soda and put in some good fresh food. And he smiled wryly and said, hey, don't go messing with my funding, because they were that day having a meeting on whether they were going to switch from Coke to Pepsi. Because what people don't know is these companies pay school districts fees to carry their products. Okay, so they're poisoning our children for a cost. And even though this is a pretty good school district and a well-known superintendent, he was more concerned about funding from soda companies than he was about the children's welfare.
Right. Well, and we've covered stories over the years about ADHD medication, how that there were kickbacks coming through the counseling centers there. The more kids that were on it, the more funding that would come through as well. So these things are tied definitely to purposeful degradation of the health of children and then the rescuing of those children, quote unquote, right, with the drugs that are used to treat the things that are actually evidences of deficiencies and, I would say this the wrong way, toxin proficiencies. You're never proficient in toxins, but basically additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, GMOs, you name it, plasticizers, all of these things that are corrupting these children. And note that picture, and you mentioned that on the break, Chris, at the Sausalito school, it wasn't just that they went to organic food, non-GMO food. They're actually serving it in stainless steel trays instead of plastic trays. So they kind of got all of these exposure routes that they could control for.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it makes such a difference. It's documented going back.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
This is like seven. Who's laughing? I heard somebody laughing. Anyway, Chris is knocked out again there on the phone lines. But, again, pointing out that the control you exhibit, you express, if you will, over your life and the life of your children makes a significant, not a minor difference, but a significant difference. You talk about the middle school years especially, and that's where they saw the biggest benefit to issues of truancy and all of these things. The kids were at school. The grades were going up. The divisive behaviors were moving away. This is not new. This is something we've reported on over the years here on the show. That just happens to be one of the most recent examples. In the meantime, you've got Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, their talcum powder, that they say, hey, put it in the pelvic region, and it's causing pelvic inflammation. And then you got the corresponding vaccine against, you know, for instance, issues of cancer, right, that related to that
area.
Well,
listen, I mean, you remember we covered when Johnson & Johnson, they've gotten hit a number of times with these mm-hmm. lawsuits about women getting ovarian cancer, right? So is it just not ironic that Johnson & Johnson also owns Janssen Pharmaceuticals, who manufactures what? One of the top ovarian cancer chemotherapy drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da-da. And yeah. The list goes on and on. Here you've got Maricent Sweeteners. Maricent is the top global manufacturer of artificial sweetener brands whose products are sold in over 90 countries, okay?
Including
now,
Equal.
We've talked about artificial sweetener, right, and what it can do. This same company owns a pharmaceutical company, a biopharmaceutical company that is engaged in clinical stage discovery and invention of treatments primarily for Alzheimer's disease, type 2 diabetes, nervous system diseases, all of the things that we have seen and we've talked about that are a result of using artificial sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, it just goes on and on and on. Here's another company, largest independent bakery. All right, full-service manufacturing of processed grain foods and snacks, baked goods, granola bars, cookies, etc. Okay? They own a company that owns, it's like the parent company of something called 21st Century Oncology, leading cancer care service provider. Okay? So, you know, it's like, again, like I was talking about, these big corporations will manufacture the product. They won't come out and tell you that the product's going to cause these problems. But, you know, no. Look, I mean, I think it's evident at this point that they can't be that ignorant. Okay?
Yes.
They've got to know. So what do? They turn around and then get involved in the pharmaceutical industry and start investing
mm-hmm.
in these drugs.
Folks,
what they're causing.
What do our products cause? Let's find a way to purchase a company that
Absolutely.
Has a drug to treat the thing that we cause. This is business, right? The business of disease is business, but it's also more disease. Now, folks, we don't need a new law necessarily, although it would be lovely if we had true free markets that would allow dietary supplement manufacturers to reference science that indicates the benefit toward health, human health, through nutrition, real nutrition. But right now we don't have that freedom of speech, right, because it was relegated to the dustbin of history, because freedom of speech in the dietary supplement and natural health industry would severely curtail your interest and intrigue in buying what Big Pharma is selling you through the government-mandated monopoly. So, you know, don't wait for the laws to be passed that allow for freedom of speech, which is kind of weird. We ought to have a law for freedom of speech. It's like, well, I think it was already written into the First Amendment of the Constitution. And it wasn't a law that prohibited you from speaking. It was a law that prohibited the federal government from curtailing your speech, which is now endemic to the way Americans have to think if they want to sell a natural product. Well, if it competes with a drug product, you're going to be tatered. That's the kind word. You're going to be destroyed. If you're a medical physician, like an Andrew Wakefield who points out the dangerousness of a vaccine and how it destroys the gut and could contribute to neurological issues, they're going to destroy you. Because, of course, you can't prevent the measles any other way than through vaccination, which is absolutely nonsense. And there, it would be argued if true freedom of speech was reigning in the scientific establishment and intelligentsia, they might say, hey, There's some evidence that shows that a measles infection is actually helpful for immune development and reduces the likelihood and incidence of future diseases of a chronic variety, including cancer. These are the realities that are not even allowed to be discussed, because if they are, my gosh, you're now in quack realm. And this is how they play that game on the so-called scientific professionals, because they will deny any and all research grants or funding to go to something that upsets the, not organic apple cart, but the pharmaceutical, genetically modified apple cart. So that's how that game is played. Now, in terms of some of these products like grains, right? There's one that's a bakery, biggest bakery. How many of the bakery goods have whole grains that are not genetically engineered or containing glyphosate, for instance? Probably not many, certainly not in a level where they're saying, you know what, we need to own the drugs that treat whatever our stuff is causing, like diabetes, for instance. Whereas true whole grains, not glyphosate infested, contain minerals like chromium that can reverse diabetes, ironically. The white refined flours, which Chris Barr noted earlier in the show today, are outlawed, technically, under all the way to the Supreme Court, outlawed. Yet, of course, when has that stopped your government, supposedly your government, from selling you out for pharmaceutical or big agribusiness, CAFO-inspired factory farm business, and their ability to profit off of your ignorance? And maybe not yours, because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think you're probably smarter than the average genetically engineered bear, because now you're the organic one. But in reality, like Dick Gregory was trying to reveal through his comedy, going into the inner city, going everywhere to make people laugh, white, black, rich, poor, didn't matter, that you have the power to heal. You have the power to say no to that which is poisoning you and your children at any one point. Now, they might try to coerce you and lie to you, like in California on the vaccine issue, but at a certain point, you have a connection to a greater power than government. And you know what it is. I don't even have to say it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we have had Chris and we've lost Chris. We've had Chris and we've lost Chris. I think maybe Dick Gregory's playing a funny joke with us today because that's what he likes to do. But the passing of Dick Gregory is acknowledged. We dedicate the show to him today. We also learned while we were on the air, Jerry Lewis has passed. And it's enough comedians, really. Come on, really, no more. But, of course, right. This is the cycle of life.
I was surprised by the Jerry Lewis thing. I mean, I remember being a kid and watching the old Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin movies.
Yeah.
Growing up with him, he was the guy that did the telethon that you would watch and fall asleep and wake up in the morning and it was still on, you know, type thing. It was person from our childhood for sure.
Definitely. You go back to the early Jerry Lewis stuff. It's just ridiculous, that guy. It was so funny. But at the same time, he did good work, or he thought he was doing good work on the muscular dystrophy issue. We mentioned that he learned of methods to really reverse it, and then they canned him. He said, oh, we can't have you talk about that on the air. People won't send us money. So these are the moneyed interests that we also have to acknowledge and cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to get you past them, because we're not invested in that stuff. And personally, I don't sell anything. The only thing I have is a book that I co-wrote with Ty Bollinger to sell. Although I'm not selling you anything. I just want you to have good information and make informed decisions about the things that you want to do health-wise. If you want to learn about the things Chris talks about as well here, you can also get the whole food selenium, chromium, silica stuff at jonathanchoosetobehealthy.com. He's got it for you. Now let's go to Dick Gregory. This is not from him appearing on our show as much as it was from some of his comedy routines, because he always wove some really deep messages through all of his routines. Did he not, Super Don?
He was a master at that, and I spent some time since last night kind of looking at some of the videos that are out there of his lectures and his presentations. And he was just a natural where he would make you laugh. Mm-hmm. And then he would insert mm-hmm. some really important information and wisdom in the humor, and it was just an experience from beginning to end. And so there was a couple of he did a presentation at an event, and this I think this was 2 years ago. And there were a couple of really funny jokes, really funny bits that he did that I thought were funny to me, and I'm hoping other people will feel the same way.
All right, this is where I think he was referencing Black History Month. If I could do a fraction of that occasionally, throw that humor in and teach, I'd be golden, I'd be so happy. But here's Dick Gregory.
Black History Month. And a lot of people say, are we making progress? You know, but for you young folks in the house, it used to be called Negro History Week. Now we've gone from a week to a month. But you know, when they got ready to give us a month, it'd be that month of February with all them damn days missing, right?
It was good. Classic Dick Gregory. Again, he would acknowledge, because he lived through the brutality prior to the civil rights era as well, and you know what overt prejudice was doing at that point and how black folks were treated. And he acknowledged that improvement has been made. A lot of great things have happened since then. At the same time, there's always more to do. But my goodness, to say that nothing has happened and to go back into race riots, it's like disavowing any history there. Now, what about the issue of white folks celebrating something called Groundhog's Day?
In February, do it bother you white folks that February the 2nd is Groundhog Day? They ask yourself, what's a groundhog? If the groundhog sees his shadow, what does it? 6 more weeks of winter? Can you believe you white folks can be that silly? And to think, I want to go to school with y'all. When you get home, check out your calendar. Spring is March the 21st. How from February the 2nd to March 21st? That is 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a good point, because I got to tell you, after he said that, I actually sat there and I was like, okay, wait a minute, February 2nd. All these years I've been alive, I've never put two and two together and realized that that's what it adds up to. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, this is for you, Dick Gregory. We appreciate you, and we dedicate the show to you today, of course, and grateful that you were on the show with us some time ago, and you can go back and listen to that. Archives available at robertscottbell.com and SoundCloud. Folks, we'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow if we're still here, because some people are predicting the end of the world due to the eclipse. Oh, boy, we got your eclipse tomorrow. Thanks, Chris Barr, for joining us today. We'll have him on again as soon as we can, of course, because the power to heal is definitely yours. See you tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.